from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Steiny and Goo, here's Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
Oh yes, 3 hours down, one to go as we are jacked up this week. We'll learn this from 6 to 10, morning roast from 10 to 2. Steiny and Goo from 2 to 6, presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Shout out to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys. Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys. Shasky loved it. Hey, Jeremy Affeldt, Tyler Rogers, Sergio Romo? They caught up with Sam Lubman over the weekend? Are you kidding me? Sam Lubman, where's our Giants guest? Right out loud. Oh, yeah, that was good. That was good. That was good. That was good. Sergio, shout out to them. You want to listen to this podcast, best damn Giants talk you'll get anywhere outside of the morning roast, of course. you like that. You like that. I'm kidding. Listen to the conversation with Romo and Affeldt now, wherever you listen to your podcast. Great job there, Lubman. Great job. Real quick, Shasky, a statement for Devontae Adams' agent, Katie Chapman, and Frank Bauer regarding a recent trade talk surrounding their client, Devontae Adams. Adam Schefter just tweeted this. This is baseless, unfounded speculation, and Devontae is expected to be with the Raiders as there has been absolutely no trade talk. Period. So Devontae's not going anywhere.
I gotta get the f*** out of here before I lose my f***ing life. I ain't never been hit this many f***ing times in my career. Every game I get f***ed up.
I could totally see the Raiders traded Devontae midseason.
Sorry, I'm communicating with the back room. I'm a little distracted.
Why?
Food is arriving, and he's about to be outside, and Lubman's going to have to go get it.
That's all right. You don't trust your guy?
Oh, no, I do. I just want, you know, because I know Bonte's looking at me side-eyed.
So what you're saying is you use the bat signal, and now we're going to go down
you
there.
You didn't use your Superman powers? Yeah.
Let him know he's in a white transition van.
Yeah, you didn't use your cape? You didn't use a cape?
Alfred. Actually, we notified Alfred, our butler. I don't think Superman has one of
those. That's what you know. Another thing. E-40 made this all. Captain Save a you know what? That's what we think.
Captain Save a Joe.
Yeah, Captain Save a Joe.
Batman wears a cape.
Yeah, but he's got the mask.
What's cool? What?
He's got the Batmobile. He's a little cooler.
And the cape is actually useful because he glides and stuff.
Yeah, Crusader.
Let's go behind the scenes.
Crusader.
Let's go behind the scenes. So the KCBS program director, forget her name. Anyways,
Jennifer Seelig.
Thank you.
Jennifer Seelig, a good friend of mine, and her husband, I believe, is a roaster.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Seelig, or whatever your last name is. So, you never know. We were talking about things, and I say, what are you into? I don't know. What was my specific question?
I don't remember.
Are you into Game of Thrones? Or House of Dragons. She goes, I don't like anything that's fake. And Bunter's like, yeah!
No, that's not what it, you're missing the meat in the hamburger here.
There we go.
You're missing the patty. You ask, oh, you don't like fake stuff, huh?
No, I didn't say fake. No, you're
like
fake.
Mythical or whatnot. And then I think you brought up mythical. Star Wars. You brought up Star Wars. You're like, so you telling me like Star Wars or anything? He goes, oh, no. And I got up and hugged her.
And then you go, I don't like anything that's fake. And I go, Bonte, you spent all last night playing a fake video game with you operating fake college teams while you created your fake character where you're the head coach of a fake program.
But it's a real sport.
While recruiting fake players.
It's based on real life.
And then came in and complained about how difficult fake recruiting is in the fake video game.
It's based on real life, on reality. What is Superbad based off of?
Fascination with what might not be real.
So my stuff is...
She really was aggressive when she said, I don't like fake bleep. I was like, oh my God.
I gave her a high five. No, I like Game of Thrones. I'm into Game of Thrones. I'm into the dragons or whatnot. I love it. I love it. Big Game of Thrones fan.
Downstairs,
love me. Downstairs. It's just going to turn on the mic. Do it. Turn on the mic. In front of the building, downstairs.
Oh, yeah, white van.
Hey, you want to go get it, Shasky? You want to go get it? You got big Carter lurking, too. Front. You got Carter
lurking. See, this new shift has me completely...
See a white windowless van? That's what I'm looking
you're
for?
You're always disheveled. You're looking for a white Bronco?
No, he's not looking
what?
For
it. Oh, I thought you said white Bronco. My bad.
I said Bronco.
I know. I put words in your mouth.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I just Willard you.
They didn't put OJ in the in memoriam for the ESPYs. I saw that. The BET Awards did.
They got some heat for that.
Did they?
There's some cheering.
So, okay.
Uncle Looney on YouTube. Star Wars is in a documentary?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are we doing here? Come on.
Estimated eyes. I'm into the dragons.
Hey,
I am into the Dragons.
Is
cool.
Damon going to do something this season? Or
I don't want to spoil it. Yeah, I think it's still
I'm
all
so
the setup.
Behind. I've watched like the first two episodes.
Yeah,
I'm
I don't want to spoil it. But boy, the Dragons are really cool. I will say that.
It's incredible.
I don't want to spoil it because Spinoni only watched two episodes.
I enjoy it.
Did you finish Receiver Doc?
Yes.
Were you a little disappointed in the last two episodes? Did you like it?
It was just going to make me sad.
I feel like they rushed through the last two episodes.
What did you think of Shanahan?
Should have hit what?
Just through the prism of everything that you saw at the end.
I feel like...
The team felt a little too loose for my liking.
Yeah.
What did you think?
And, well, they'd been there before. I'd rather them being loose. But also, they were complaining about the practice field, UNLV. They didn't add that to the receiver dock. I would have liked to hear about that in the receiver dock.
Forgot about
the
that.
The field or the facilities. Yeah. There was a lot of noise made about that. The Niners were threatening to come back to Santa Clara to practice for the Super Bowl after all the media day obligations. And they could have done that. Vegas, 2-hour flight, hour and a half flight or whatnot. You know what? Shanahan, I feel like you've gotten onto the bus with me when it comes to Coach Shanahan.
What bus
and that
is
bus
that?
Is he gets a little tight in big games. Like Debo yelling at him, get me the damn ball in the NFC Championship game. Let's go, Kyle. Dial it up. And Kyle, in a way, is a little too buddy-buddy with his players. Bill Walsh was like, I'm going to be the coach. I'm going to yell at my assistants. I'm going to have the players against me, but they'll play hard because I'm yelling at their position coaches. Shanahan's a little buddy-buddy with Kittle and Debo and Purdy and all these guys when they always go to Cabo. And that's fine. I guess they got great relationships. It's all good. But he got tight in these big games. And it's the same thing that we're going to talk about in training camp. Same thing we're going to talk about all season. Because in a way, that you something you text in a thread Saturday. With a regular season this year for the 49ers, I mean, finally, you guys are going to be on the train with me when I say this. It's Super Bowl or bust. Because the regular season won't matter no more for this team and this fan base anymore. Cool. After getting close to the mountaintop last
season. It'll matter for seeding.
For seeding.
Not for proving how great they are. Because it feels like no matter how big the victory is, they're all just litmus tests for the playoffs, right? Because that's really what it ultimately matters. Here's the thing I'd say about Shanahan. Bosa stops Patrick Mahomes on 4th-and-2. They win the Super Bowl.
It would have been great.
No, the whole thing's different. So, like,
that's a problem. The highest paid defensive player. Listen to what you just said.
What?
The highest paid defensive player ever in NFL history ran down the line of scrimmage with his head cut off. And Mahomes gets a key first down.
No, but what I'm saying is the margins are so razor thin. Like, it doesn't make Shanahan some bumbling fool because in tight moments, because a couple of plays didn't go their way.
Yeah, no. But you watch that game, and come on. Before halftime, the Niners had, 21 seconds left with the ball and a couple timeouts?
Yeah.
And you were irate that they didn't take a shot.
Well, they needed to score a touchdown. That was my whole mindset, was you have to score. Your defense is exhausted. Right. You have to score.
But I'm talking about before halftime. Before halftime.
Oh, yeah.
You were irate.
They needed to be more aggressive.
And then it was crazy.
Because I thought you needed to score 30 to win that game.
Well, and then it was crazy because you looked at me and said, Bonte, I now get why you were mad about Super Bowl 54.
And then we sat there and I said, they're not going to touch the ball. Lubman, clock it for a full hour in real time.
That's what I was yelling about. You're like, calm down. I was like, they're not touching the ball.
Then they get an interception and they go backwards.
So
in the first drive of the second half.
But I don't really. So I need all the playmakers as possible for Kyle Shanahan. I need them because Shanahan sometimes he is a great coach. He is. He doesn't have that Super Bowl. I get it. A lot of coaches have been great, haven't won that Super Bowl. But he needs the Super Bowl, no doubt about it. But Shanahan sometimes gets in his own head, and he thinks, you know what? My system is flawless. I could just plug and play whoever, and we're going to make things happen. Yeah. And I would say be careful with that.
No, I hear you. But Andy Reid's not perfect either. Like, Andy Reid had to be screamed at by Travis Kelce to get him the ball.
Well, even Andy Reid, when you think about, he did have to be screamed at. And what did Andy Reid do? Game that I wish, now that I'm thinking about it, I wish George Kittle would have yelled at Kyle Shanahan.
But just hear me out, though. The Niners don't bail out Mahomes, and at some point they score one more point than them, whether it be in regulation or in overtime. They end up going for a touchdown instead of a field goal, and the game's over. Let's just say, hypothetically, we're having, listen to what the conversations are. It's not Shanahan's a big choker. It's, wow, Shanahan painted a Picasso with the defensive coordinator that had nothing to do with him, and they were completely, off page all year, and they shut down Patrick Mahomes, who had a mediocre game, and they completely out-coached Andy Reid.
Yeah,
and now Shanahan's an all-time winner.
Well, isn't it ironic that in that Super Bowl, the best coach for the 49ers was Steve Wilkes. And that's something.
Until Shanahan had to come running down the sideline begging for a timeout.
But that bothered me. Because Shanahan, about your offense? Five wide, empty gun. Third and five to win the game and milk the clock. What about the goal line in overtime? What about not knowing the overtime rules in the Super Bowl?
Inexcusable. That's inexcusable.
So don't even get me started on Shanahan, right? And I don't even want to sound like a Shanahan hater.
But he also had Juwan Jennings going to be your MVP because of a unbelievable double pass backwards to set them. What I'm getting at is I don't know why we can't just have rhetoric of like this. Damn, Shanahan's freaking awesome. The final step of the conquest is winning it all. And it sucks that he's so close, yet he feels so far. But he's not some bumbling moron.
No, I don't think anybody's saying that. I don't think anybody's saying that at all. He is a great coach. That's your boy Colin Coward who put him at number 6 in the top 10 coaches. Not me. I got Shanahan in the top 5.
Yeah, I think he's top 3 or 4.
Yeah, whatever, top 5. And he's not 5, but he's in the top 5. Shanahan's fine. But in that Super Bowl, the defense was the better unit. Steve Wilkes was the better coach. All right? This offense was so tight in that Super Bowl. And we saw it in Super Bowl 54 when John Lynch is in a suite. Timeout, timeout, timeout. And I'm kicking and screaming at the old station, call a damn timeout. It's 10-10. This is Mahomes and company. Score. You got to score, 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 score. So Shanahan, he convinced everybody that Nick Mullins was better than Jimmy Garoppolo. And it was like, no, please, Jimmy, stay healthy. Please, Jimmy, stay healthy. So, Shanahan is a good, 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 good coach.
I think he's freaking
great.
Sometimes
he gets in his own way. And the fact that you said, what do you think about Shanahan and that doc? I had to be reminded that Kansas City was prepared for overtime, and the Niners weren't. You think Bill Belichick would ever be unprepared like that? You think Sean McVay would ever be unprepared like that? You think Bill Parcells or Bill Walsh or Joe Gibbs? Come on, man.
One of the things, the defining traits of Bruce Bochy when he became the Giants manager was him knowing the rules of Don Mattingly going back to the, to the mound multiple times. And you have to automatically take out Chad Billingsley.
So,
No, that part is inexcusable.
It was inexcusable. and Kelsey and them are laughing. So Shanahan is a great coach. We're thankful to have Shanahan. But he needs all the playmakers possible. And you brought up Andy Reid. You know, Andy Reid in the Philadelphia, when they were losing NFC Championship games, he realized, damn, Tom Pinkston and James Stroud is just not good enough. I need to go get a big boy. And he went out, got a big boy in Terrell Owens, and boom, all of a sudden we're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they didn't win it.
They got close. And his quarterback let him down.
And so have the Niners. They've gotten really close.
But I guess we can hang banners for that then.
Look, he's in, I think this is the eighth year for Shanahan this year.
It's been great. It's been a great run. Great run. All-time run for the
Walsh
Niners.
Walsh went 9 years and had the 3 Super Bowls. He's been to 2-8.
And changed the NFL.
No doubt, but I'm just saying, like, Shanahan has his imprint all around the league. You know, and like, whether you want to give McVay more of the love or whatever, but, like, Shanahan's got guys everywhere. Mike McDaniels is balling.
Over a decade, yeah.
I mean, LaFleur looks amazing.
No, Shanahan's done great. I got no, but...
You know what he did with D'Amico Ryans? Like, D'Amico Ryans looks like one of the few defensive coaches that you are ready to say, like, yeah, that guy's next level.
Hey, people telling me we should have, I'm not going to go there. D'Amico Ryans is good, though. He is really good. Let's go to the calls, man. Let's try to tat some of these calls here before we get to the crossover. Eddie in San Jose. Eddie, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? Good afternoon, good boys. How y'all doing? Yeah, we all heard the Ayuk news wants to trade. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I think the wrong play is to get more playmakers. I don't think that's what you guys should do. I think you guys got to keep Ayuk and pay the man what he wants. At the end of the day, Debo's an older player, and he's more of a running back receiver type. Ayuk is a playmaker on that team, and I think he's the guy that's going to get y'all all the way to the end. And at the same time, you guys are saying about you guys need playmakers because of the Super Bowl loss. Let's be honest here. The reason you guys lost the ball is because Greenlaw went out. He was locking up Kelsey the whole first half before he got hurt. And that's the reason why you guys lost.
It was a big
and, you know, I'm not a Niner fan, but I know football, and I know that you pay your young receivers when they do good in the season. That's what I believe.
All right, Eddie, good call, man.
Trey Greenlaw was so good.
He set the tone. Chase Young was pretty good. Let me ask you this, Jasko. You could think about this as we go to 49er Frankie in Union City.
What's up, 49er Frankie?
Who are you going to bank on moving forward? If you had to bet on somebody's future over the next 4 years.
Four.
I'll just say four. Because okay. The NFL is not for long, right?
Okay.
Debo, Ayuk, or Kittle?
I think I'm going to go Kittle. I could see him working in a lot of different systems with the way that he plays. And I'm just basing it off not overall production. I'm talking about, like, tight end production, if we ratio it out, because we know that receivers are, like, the really best way to quantify receivers is yards and catches and touchdowns. And, like, I think that Kittle brings more to the table.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've watched someone like Travis Kelce sneaky way older than you think he is.
But Kittle's 31, and he was out for the first drive of the Super Bowl, which we all forgot about. Debo's making $28.6 million.
Why, who are you betting on?
I'm Brandon Ayuk. And I will say this, even I'll take it a step further. Is Debo Samuel $14 million better than Brandon Ayuk?
Well, when they gave him that money, it was totally different.
But I'm just looking at this year.
For next year,
2024.
No.
Yeah, for this season.
But, like, again, BA was making more money 3 years ago in his first year of his deal than Debo. So we can't do that exercise.
But I'm just looking, yes, we can. For this year.
Was Brandon Ayuk $4 million better than Brandon Debo Samuel in 2021?
Well, was he a second-year player?
Yeah.
Second-year player? No, he wasn't. He wasn't there yet. Because he was in, quote-unquote, the doghouse.
$25 million
better than him. He was in, quote-unquote, the doghouse.
Yeah, I know, but Debo was also one of the best players in the league.
But that was 2021. We're now in 2024. Let's go to 49er Frankie, Union City.
What's going on, guys?
What up, 49er Frankie?
Hey, what's going on, man? I had to chime in on the Shanahan Super Bowl, man. It's taking a while. It's taking a while to get over it.
I'm still hurting. I'll forever hurt.
It comes down to one thing. He gave Mahomes the ball last.
I know.
And that's the bottom line. You could take all the holding, whatever you want to complain about, calls and this and running the ball. He gave Mahomes the ball last. He could never be forgiven for that.
Mm.
I don't care how tired your defense is. If they score in one play, you get the ball last with a chance to win the Super Bowl. And that's the bottom line. He screwed up. He can never be forgiven for that, ever. As good as a coach he is, he can never be forgiven for that.
49er Frankie, how you feeling about Ayuk?
You know what? His skill set, There's 15, 20 guys with his skill set, man. Mm. There's not one with Debo's skill set. Not one. He's a dime a dozen, man.
I respect it.
He's a good player, but his – look, when you play Cleveland, Baltimore, Kansas City, there's no separation.
Is that Guru's 49er Frankie?
I think so. That's my boy, 49er Frankie.
He's good. Call more often.
No, he's a good dude. I love 49er Frankie. He's a good dude. Really good dude. Oh, are you ready?
I'm never going to get over that Super Bowl loss.
I'm not going to get over the Rams game, the Eagles game, Super Bowl 54. You don't get. I'm still not over 1989 losing to the New York Giants to go three-peat. I don't get over 1989 season, then it's in 1990. And then playoffs were in 1990.
No, it was 1990-91 January. Because they won in 88 and 89.
91, I don't think they made the playoffs. You sure?
The 91 season, they didn't make the playoffs. Yeah. That was the year Young went down. And it was 1990 because Joe Montana was the MVP of the league that year.
1990, excuse me.
And then January 91. Sorry, I don't mean to be that guy.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. I'm getting older. 88, 89. My bad. You're right.
I'm right?
I know.
You needed a point here. You've been losing all day. Let's go to back.
Is it Fatty
Love?
You haven't broke my set yet, Shasky. No, I'm kidding.
Pause, dog.
No, that's not a pause. That's tennis dog. Talk. That's tennis talk. You haven't broke my set. My serve. Well, that may be big pause. Big pause, 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 pause.
Unlimited possibilities. You
know what? I know who's going to rattle you now. He's going to rattle everybody. Going up to Vacaville, a guy we haven't heard from in a while. It's Javier in Vacaville. Javier, good afternoon.
How y'all doing? So, you know, I am definitely in a position where I see the 49ers point, but I see IU's point more. You know, he's a junior college product like me, play receiver like me, and he's a top five receiver in the NFL, works in yards per catch, and stretching field vertically, top three in the NFL in that. And the reason why the 49ers didn't understand his importance is people seem to not, for whatever reason, wager that he is the only wide receiver in the 49ers in 20 seasons to have two 1,000-yard back-to-back receiving seasons since Terrell Owens, a Hall of Famer.
Anquan Boldin did it,
George
too.
No, he did not do it back-to-back. Look it up.
Yeah,
now,
2013, 2014,
no,
buddy.
He did not.
Yeah, buddy.
No, he did not.
Why don't you go look it up, Javier? Why don't you go look it up, buddy? If you're going to come at the king, you best have right facts.
No, he did not.
Yes,
again,
he did.
Look it up,
he did. 1179 and 1062.
Shut up, Javier.
1179 and 1062.
Idiot. So sick of that guy.
Oh, damn.
We're all mad.
I tried to give him a chance.
Oh, man. Where did we go wrong? You need to contact Floyd Water Plumbing J at FloydNoWater.net for, I guess, not having your facts straight. Listen, how the hell did we get on Shanahan for a second? You just asked me how we think about it. Here we go, 20 minutes on Shanahan, and I got even more depressed. And, like, you don't even, because, like, I sound like a big hater when it comes to Shanahan. I get it. I sound like a hater when it comes to Shanahan.
I don't think you're being a hater. You're just
because you're finally seeing some of the things I saw in 2019.
Yeah, yeah.
Garoppolo is like, if you didn't trust the guy, why the hell did you throw the ball four times for the Chiefs 49-yard line with the minute 49 and three timeouts? You should have just been running the ball. Instead, you're going to throw a deep pass to Emmanuel Sanders, and nobody ever talks about this. If they complete the pass to Emmanuel Sanders, there's still 1:30 on the clock, and I believe Kansas City has a timeout or two left. Mahomes would have still got the ball last. So you coached that game wrong. You mismanaged that one.
I see, that one was a team-wide failure. That one, look, Kwan's got to catch that interception. You got to stop him on 3rd and 1,000. You know, like, I don't know, maybe stop the run. I forget who that running back was, Damian Williams or whatever,
yeah,
just destroying them. Kittle wide open and Jimmy G not even looking at him. Going away from the jet sweep. Like, that one. How about you and that guy? We're coming out of the Super Bowl loss, and that guy immediately wants to break down why the Miami Super Bowl was a more heartbreaking Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you were like, get out of my face.
No, I wasn't yelling at first. I said, hey, man, you can have your. I didn't yell. I didn't yell until we.
My bad. I didn't yell.
No. I'll tell you what happened. We'll tell the story. Walking out the studio after hugging a young lady for crying. She was like 13-year-old, sobbing with a Niners jersey on. I hugged her and said, baby girl, it's okay. I get it. She like wrapped her arms around me. And she was 13 years old, crying like crazy, right? So this guy's like, Miami Super Bowl is way worse. He goes, I say, yeah, it may feel way worse for you, but this one hurts even more to me. You don't know football, you idiot. You're a dummy. You don't know football. I said, well, you can have your opinion. I have mine. So he kept calling me a dummy, and his boy said, hey, stop. And I said, I'm not going to be too many of your dummies no more, all right? After that loss, I'm in a dark place right now walking out of Las Vegas in the Allegiant Stadium. So then we kept walking. Coach in Los Altos with us was with his family. Had a nice talk, and the guy
Thank
kept
God
looking
for
back.
Coach in Los Altos.
He kept looking back, calling me a dummy, calling me out my name. And then we get to a stoplight, and he keeps talking. I said, hey, man, you got one more thing to say. And my backpack was halfway off, and Shasky hugged me. He got me in the street and said, it's not worth it, dog. I said, hey, man, I'm about to put hands on this dude. And now I can't fight, but man, the guy was testing me. So anyway, it was bad.
But like, it was okay. Bad. So like 2019, like I keep thinking back to like 2019.
I was about to have a fight after that Super Bowl. Why does everybody want to fight me after Super Bowl losses?
2019, like
Nash Solomon.
It was the worst 8 minutes ever. And then in this one, it was like, what did I say to you 15 times? I go, Bonte, you have to score a touchdown with one of these. You cannot take six. I even said, I know it's fourth down. I don't care. If you kick a field goal, the game is over. You have to score a touchdown. You have to. And this is why you should take the ball second.
Oh, man. Shanahan. It sounds like we're down on Shanahan. Damn. What's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service bank with no compromises. Bob Possibly. And SF. He's got a take on Ayuk. If you got your takes, Brandon Ayuk has demanded a trade. Also, Joe Lacob. We didn't even get to Joe Lacob talking to David Arnold today. He said everything. He even said, I need Draymond Green next season. I need Draymond. That's what Joe Lacob said. This week is Jacked Up, presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Will and the Dibs, 6 to 10. Warner Russell, 10 to 2. Signing good from 2.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The six, we'll be back.
That it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Steiny and Guru, here's Bonte and Shasky.
You know what? We could all laugh at Jimmy Garoppolo. I know I was laughing at him. You were laughing at him. We're all laughing at Jimmy Garoppolo at some point.
I got to get the fuck out of here before I lose my fucking life.
Devontae Adams was laughing. He was reevaluating his life. But you know what? Now I think about it. We should be laughing at Kyle Shanahan because Kyle Shanahan brought him back. He could have said bye-bye
Tom Brady. Bye-bye, possibly. Matthew Stafford. Bye-bye, this guy.
Possibly.
He kept Jimmy around. Not once, not twice, but three times! So who's really the joke on after seeing him in the Super Bowl? Well, and then seeing him get hurt and not come back during the pandemic season. And then it's watching that Rams game where Troy Aikman's in the booth saying, oh, I'm afraid it's going to have to come down to Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, we were all afraid, Troy. We were all afraid. And then you brought him back on the baby field the next year when you had Trey Lance ready to go. And you brought him back again.
Yeah, but look, we can laugh a lot at Jimmy G.
Should laugh at Shanahan for that.
Well, one thing that I'll give to him is that he did play professional when it comes to they tried to draft his replacement. He stuck around. He competed for the job, and he hurt his shoulder. We could say whether Don Yee set that up or not or whatever, but like Jimmy, by all estimation, was professional as can be, given the circumstances. Did he answer the phone in the offseason? No. Was it exactly what I wanted from my quarterback in terms of, you know, being overly communicative to other players on the team? No. But, you know, the guy could have easily been a much worse teammate given everything that happened to him. Look, Brandon Ayuk's not getting paid, and he's putting things on Instagram that are kind of a bad
look. Depot did, too. Depot was like, give me the chunk side of the club. Yeah, I ain't playing for them dudes no more.
And that's not a great look.
Bosa's chilling in New York City in the month of August, doing Skims ads, for crying out loud. And was it professional of him to throw Steve Wilkes under the bus midway through the season while talking about, I'm experimenting moves, and yeah, the slow start, not coming to camp. Oh, that wasn't professional. That wasn't professional at all. Hell, was Kyle Shanahan professional at Super Bowl Media Day? According to you guys, he wasn't.
No.
So I don't want to hear about professionalism all the damn time. Guys want to get paid, pay the guy. I'm cool with pay the guy. Sometimes you got to do things that are very uncomfortable.
So who are you willing to say goodbye to then if you're going to pay Ayuk?
Next season?
Who?
I don't have to say goodbye to nobody this season.
Well, I mean, they did. It was Eric Armstead. And then they told Juice to take a pay cut.
Yeah, that's fine.
And they allowed Kinlaw to go. And they allowed guys to leave.
Yeah, it's Big Boss. We're going to miss Kinlaw. they got Malik Collins. I think he's going to be fine.
I'm just saying. Who's
gone this year? If you pay Brandon Ayuk right now, do they have to cut somebody right now?
Bonte, I don't understand the cap. I don't think anyone does. So it sounds like to me like that's part of this. They only have so much money in this year and so much money in next year.
It sounds like for this season, they can run it back. They can run it back.
But what if they're telling you they can't if it's over a certain number? And Ayuk's like, no, I need all that money right now. They just physically can't do it.
Apparently, all the capologists told us he can't get paid this year. All the big decisions are going to happen next offseason. Which is something we discussed way back in February, way back in November.
So we're going to keep kicking the can down the road financially.
Why not? You got a window here. With the same conversation we have with the Golden State Warriors and a lot of fans with the Warriors. And Joe Lacob has alluded to it with David Aldridge. You got it. We're trying to win all now, but until we don't make the playoffs, then we reevaluate the situation, and then we move on. And that's what the Warriors did. They paid the tax, trying to bring a championship. And then finally, 10th place. Yeah, we can't do this no more. Well, right now you got this window to win the Super Bowl, and it's been so hard to attain here in San Francisco. You have to just keep running it back until next year where you come to that roadblock, and then you make your decisions. And then you're probably going to move on from the Deebos and the Kittles and turn a new leaf and go find other playmakers. And then go Brandon Ayuk and Ricky Pierce all moving forward instead of Deebo, and you still got Christian McCaffrey. But as of right now, I do believe you could bring in Ayuk and not move on from a lot of guys. Like, from Niner fans, all the calls we've taken, Armstead's not a big loss.
Well, we'll see, right? We'll see. We didn't think D4 was a big loss, and it ended up being a big loss that they're still trying to find a replacement for. So, like, I look at Brandon Ayuk, and I don't know what Ricky Pearsall ends up being, but if I told you Brandon Ayuk didn't play this year, I still think the Niners win 10 or 11 games at minimum.
Who are you betting on over the next 5 years, Debo or Ayuk?
I don't think I'm betting on any NFL player over five years.
3 years.
What team are they on?
They're on the 49ers. They're on the Niners.
I think I'd probably lean Ayuk. If we're talking about overall production, right? Next 3 years, I'd probably lean Ayuk. But I also think that I could find more of what Ayuk does because I think what Debo does is very unique.
Yeah. But even that jet sweep action that we used to see Debo run in 2021, they don't really run a lot of that no more.
Lee caught up to that very quickly.
I mean, they had multiple red zone touchdowns where Debo comes flying across the formation as a fake, and then McCaffrey walks in.
Yeah, it's a decoy.
That matters.
It's a decoy. It matters a little bit. It does matter. I'll give you that. It matters. But they don't run it as much.
No.
Not as much as they did in 2021 and 2022. Let's go to Bob in the city. Bob, hey, Bob. What's happening?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Great show. Like listening to you.
Thank you.
Let's see. Okay, three quick hits. Let me see. Number one, I can't blame Shanahan for the Super Bowl possession at the overtime because they had just scored, right? They had just tied up the game. So if you give them the ball first, they could go down and score a touchdown. That's the end of the game, period. So you take the possession, you go down and try to score. And they didn't, so they had to kick a field goal.
No, you get to tie. You get everyone would have gotten two. So if they scored a touchdown, you have an opportunity to equal it. You knew what you would have had.
Right, but they didn't. That's my point.
Well, what do you mean they didn't?
They didn't. They had a chance to go down and score the touchdown to begin with, but they did not. So in other words, you know, I just don't see the big issue with that. I just see it.
Yeah, hear me out. Okay, when you take the ball first. Right. Let's say you get stuffed after three plays, like you're giving the other team, if you go for it on fourth down, you're giving them the ball on a short field. If I get it second, A, I know exactly what I need to get, and B, I am guaranteeing myself four downs as opposed to three downs.
Well, I see your point. I think there's more transgressions with Shanahan well beyond that, in my opinion.
Okay.
But
no, I hear you.
Number one, the gentleman that went to Indianapolis, right? I mean, why didn't they sign him? Instead, they kept Armstead, mm-hmm. and then cut him after 3 years, after mm-hmm. he finally matured, whereas the other guy could have helped you in that Super Bowl mm-hmm. or got you past the Rams, you know? So anyway, I don't know about that, but the other part is pay Ayuk. He's the best receiver on the team. He doesn't run 80-yard, you know, touchdowns, but at the same token, he's blocking downfield.
Yeah.
He's making the tough catches. He had a great season last year. I just, you know, maybe he's acting a little childish in all his texts and stuff. I try not to pay attention to that, but doesn't help his character any. But still, the man is, you know, a good player. Pay the guy. Don't try to lowball the guy, right? Yeah. Just pay him.
Yeah. You know, the overtime thing.
It grinds my gears how unprepared they were.
What did
that.
I say to you after the third and four? I said, you got to go for it. You can't kick a field goal here.
Chaska, I don't remember much of what you said.
I was screaming at you. You were sitting next to me. You were like, oh, my God, they had a touchdown. It was wide open. That's what you kept saying.
It was Brandon Ayuk.
It was wide open.
It was wide open. Brandon Ayuk.
I said,
beat the Chiefs' top corner to get wide open.
I go, Bonte, I'm like, 4-4. I get it. You're in the red zone. You're like, but a field goal can win it, and they only have to go so many. I'm like, this is four down territory.
But listen, though.
You have to score a touchdown.
I didn't totally understand the overtime rules.
Make sure you don't miss that break.
They showed it later on, and I was like, oh, okay.
And it was because of the whole Chiefs-Bills thing.
Right. There you go.
Well, and I did it in Madden, and so remembered it in Madden
after watching it. So I was like, all right, let's go to break. We'll go to break. Crossover time coming up on the other side. I already see the wave. He's been waving at me for 80 seconds. I got it, Lubbin. We're going to break, brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Seconds.
Celebrating 60 years of full-service baking with no compromises.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Steiny and Goo, here's Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky.
Day two of being jacked up. Yeah, Steiny Guru here, and Steiny doesn't look too pleased.
Drew down.
Nah, he's pleased. No, Steiny is jacked up because he's got Joe Lacob.
I'm going to stop. Right.
Do you know Drew down?
Get his mic up,
rapper Drew Down.
Mic up. There it is.
Come on, Steiny. Your daughters know who he is.
They're my daughters. What are you, Bay? Let me guess. Bay Area legend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course.
Right off with the man with a Mustang pony.
We throw legend around.
who's bigger, Drew Down or Equipto?
Drew down.
Yeah. Come on.
And how about Andre Nicotina?
Nicotina.
Those are hitters. Yeah. Those are all hitters.
Yeah.
That's good, right?
Yeah. But Pimp of the Year is anthem Drew Down had that is infamous forever.
Oh, okay.
And Can You Feel Me?
Yeah.
And the Ice Cream Man with the Loonies.
Your daughter's in a sports study. They come. They follow the Warriors and the Niners.
My middle daughter, yeah, they're into soccer. They're into soccer big time. They were all into the European Euro Cup and the Copa and all that stuff. So she lives in London, so she's a big, she's a Liverpool fan.
Whoa, that's a good team. Yeah, she's a Liverpool fan. You're a good plop.
You got new friends today, huh, Bonte? Chesky? 49er Frankie called their show.
He did. That should tell you something.
I'm kind of bothered. He goes, did you hear me? I go, dude, my phone didn't ring. I'm getting ready for a show. He goes, no, I called Shasky and Bonte. Boy.
He did. He had a great call.
Nominee
for call of the week.
What did he say?
Well, he's got on Shanahan for Shanahan's coaching, and he said there's 15 or 20 Brandon Ayuks out there. And I let him cook with that.
But this
be careful
crazy.
What you wish for.
Yo, no, I'm with you. Both you guys made great points, but at the end of the day, what Niner hasn't got their chicken? He would be the first, right? Everybody's gotten their chicken. That's why it's such a shame that they haven't won a Super Bowl. Now it's turned in the disease of me or the disease of IU because he wants his bread. I get it. But is he that guy for them to draft Pearsall? I think that was our answer. Even if you say, oh, by the way, oh, we just need a receiver dip. That they had to know what if this might pop off and we could still win without IU.
But what if they drafted Pearsall knowing that Debo maybe going into his last year and saying, we've got a replacement for Debo Samuel or Ricky Pearsall,
but you even would, though they're different players. How would you avoid what's popping off now? Because this is a right before camp? You don't want this.
Negotiation ploy.
I'm probably with Bonte on this one. I do think that they were actively shopping either or both receivers. Yep. I think they took this guy thinking he could replace either of the receivers. And I also think they got to look at him up close and personal because this happens at times. Like, you draft somebody, hey, what's he going to look like when we get here? He got here and they're like, oh, yeah. He can replace one of these two guys.
Real quick, Stardy. I forgot the Debo this offseason. I think, was it Kay Adams who asked Debo? Hey, were you traded? And he said, yeah, my agent talked to me about it. We knew some things were on the table. So it was either or. They were looking to trade Ayuk or Debo.
I mean, the bottom line is Ayuk has no leverage.
Yeah.
And that's the way the NFL wants it.
Steiny, he could pull up. I'm not showing up.
Okay.
I'm not pulling up, as the kids say.
Then you don't get paid.
Exactly.
And you lose a year. And if he wants to really sit out a year, guess what?
Yeah.
He doesn't even get a year of service time. It's
true.
I mean, he can't. He's stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Niners' call completely.
In the court of public opinion, and we understand, like, we know real life is not sports. I get all that. But, like, in the court of public opinion for fans, they're like, hey, you're getting $15 million guaranteed. I think if he was a sixth or seventh round pick who hadn't had any guaranteed money, and let's say he was set to make $800,000 this year, there would be more empathy and sympathy for his situation and his plight. I believe that in this particular case, because of the money that he's due to him this year that's already pretty much written in stone, and the way he's gone about conducting this on social media, it's not just posting things. It's saying things and doing things and posting things with a specific team in mind, wearing specific hats in these videos. I believe, like, in the court of public opinion, he's lost this already.
You might be right. I mean, you might be right, but it'll all be forgotten if he gets signed before the season, I think. But, I was thinking about this, and Guru's right. Everybody's gotten paid that they've needed to get paid. You know who else was like that? The Warriors.
Mm.
Up till Klay Thompson.
Good point.
And then for whatever reason, and it has to do with a lot of reasons, they didn't pay Klay Thompson. I mean, you cannot pay everyone. You can't. And I think that they were okay, let's say, a year ago with one or the other, Debo or Ayuk. I think they know they can't keep them both beyond this upcoming year.
Yep.
So if they sign Ayuk to big money, then one of them's got to go for sure.
Something we didn't talk about today, Shasky, was who's better for Brock Purdy moving forward? We keep pitting Debo and Kittle and Ayuk. Who's better for Brock Purdy and his long-term success moving forward?
CMC, staying healthy as long as he possibly can.
And that's a running back, right?
I know.
But in the playoffs, you got to pass the football.
I kept your season alive in the rain against Green Bay in the playoffs, catching that ball right off the turf. The catch against the Detroit Lions. And I'm just like,
Tebow had
I don't know how good Brock Purdy is. I know he's good. But if you're telling me the 67, whatever he's going to get is already solidified, I'm like, I don't know if that's the right way to go, but I do know if he does not have Brandon Ayuk and something were to happen to McCaffrey, that's when you're going to be like, oh, now you miss me. And that would be nightmare on Niners Street.
Debo didn't finish 2-3 playoff games.
Man, in Super Bowl at Green Bay.
To your point, like one thing I think about with the current Tiger Woods is that people look at him like, you're very disingenuous.
Hey, this is Tiger.
Nobody thinks that you're driving a Buick, right? You know what I mean? Like, we know that you, like, you're laughing because you know it's true.
That's great, a right? Buick.
Like, if you're going to sell me on I'm a middle American guy and I'm Brock Purdy, well, and then you're like, hey, but I need to get paid $88 million a year. Like, I do think he's going to lose a little bit of that.
Maybe he'll do a Jalen Brunson.
Oh, boy.
Jalen Brunson's going to end up getting that money.
That's the biggest misnomer.
Oh,
he left $113 million on the table, right? He restructured
his deal. Jalen Brunson.
But then he's going to be eligible for another mega deal 4 years later. And his dad is an assistant coach.
But if you tear something or get hurt,
it could be. That's why I respect IU for taking his position, especially after watching his documentary where Devontae Adams and shoot things in his shoulder just to play a game with Aiden O'Connell against the Chargers.
Yeah, but they're also using a party van to invite everyone they want as they're driving out. Like, they just live unrealistic lives.
Yeah, but they also put their bodies on the line. They deserve that.
And look what St. Brown was doing. This stuff was tore off his off his whatever, the bone. It was off.
I'm just not into telling the athlete what he should or shouldn't get paid. We could all say, hey, maybe he's overpaid or whatnot, but when it's time to cash in and get your money and the market dictates what your value is and he tried to get ahead of it and then boom, receiver market exploded. I go back to the Fat Joe line. Yesterday's price isn't today's price. Ayuk feels like he's better than Waddle and more deserving than Devontae Smith. Then who am I to tell him that he's not worth that?
But if his team doesn't feel that way, that's where you got a problem.
Then I'm eager to see Brock Purdy without Brandon Ayuk.
I don't want to see it, but Butch, this window doesn't stay open forever, man. And Ayuk, they complement each other, but Stoney's so special. He brought this up last year, and I'm giving you some love early. The usage of McCaffrey, and Shanahan told a reporter, I don't even worry about that. He just blew past it. Now I'm like, that's the right on the table. If something were to happen, and now you got to throw it, and there's no Ayuk?
This is the family that had no regard for RG3's body and didn't read the room. Right? Like,
wow. So, you preach it.
When I watched Debo take a very, I would say, normal NFL hit.
It was normal. Ball.
And he like, oh my God, it hit a nerve and my entire arm is
Kittle dead. Was licking like.
And last year I said to Bonte, like, they'd be up, let's say, 10 points or 12 points, 14 points in a game. And I go, look, I get it. McCaffrey's the best player on the planet. Every hit is just, you're just playing, rolling the dice on, does he want to get hit? If I can give Jordan Mason some of these batter-ram hits, why would I not do it?
I'm totally with you, man.
Well, I think that's part of the reason why they either don't want to pay Ayuk or don't want to pay him as much as he wants is because team's built around McCaffrey. It just is. And he catches seven passes a game and he rushes 20 times a game. And they still have Debo Samuel and Kittle. And I just think that they look at Brandon Ayuk and say, well, you're not the first option.
No.
You're just not. And, you know, 3 years ago, we paid Debo Samuel, and we're in a different spot now. And also, I think Guru's right here. You cannot tell me that the Niners didn't have something like this in mind when they took Pierce.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt. No doubt. They took calls on Ayuk.
Yeah.
They took calls on Debo. Mm. It's out there. It's known.
Steelers still think they could get him now.
I got to hit radio.
I got to go on radio.
Some D.C. radio station. Adam Peters in the Commanders country want to go. They want Ayuk. They've been calling me all offseason. I'm like, dude, leave me alone. Joe Lacob feels like he wants people to leave him alone about the way he's running his team. Stiney, first crack. What you think?
A couple things stood out. Joe Lacob did a podcast with Marcus Thompson and David Aldridge, the Hoops Adjacent podcast. And he basically said, you know, the fans don't understand how hard it is to make trades. They just don't understand how hard it is to make trades and that a lot of people on the other side are illogical. And kind of sounded a little sour grapeish to me. But we're gonna absolutely get into that. But essentially, the way I read into it is we tried to make two great deals, one with the Clippers and one with the Utah Jazz for Markkanen, and those teams are just being illogical about what they want back.
Can we be realistic here?
Yeah.
I think it's the NBA. What is the hardest sport to actually consummate a trade?
It feels like football for whatever reason, but yeah. I may be wrong.
Football seems hard because you don't know the value and you feel like you never get equal value for a player.
When's the last time there was a big trade in the NFL involving like two really good starting players?
Jared Goff for Matt Stafford.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
And that worked out for him.
You know, like
worked out for both teams.
Rams got the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Detroit, look at Detroit right now. I wasn't mad at you putting the McVay over Kyle. I was like, that's real. He won one.
Oh, well, he pulled a guru on that one.
What do you mean? Oh, he switched out? We're reacting to new information.
Well, when you said, I love driving in the cars, and I agree, I told him, you got to put McVay ahead of Kyle because he got that Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it pains me to say it.
I'm with him. I understood it.
What he did last year with all of, they had so much dead cap money, and he drafted a bunch of guys none of us have ever heard of, and they were the most dangerous team in the playoffs.
And they're going to be good this year, Joe. Y'all got problems.
I know. And they got my guy from Notre Dame, Kyron. They're a problem.
Bonte?
I just can't take him serious after all the arguments we've had because I've defended McVay for so many years.
And today
he's out here talking about McVay. I'll put McVay ahead of Shanahan.
I'm like,
wait, what happened? Who?
When McVay chest bumped the guy in the end zone when they played the Niners?
McVay got the last laugh.
Chest bumping.
I'm mad again. He got the last laugh. He's got a Super Bowl.
Yeah, McVay.
No. See, he reacted to new information. But when it helps his argument, oh, well, McVay's a better coach than Shanahan. I'll never forget some of the things you said today. You even gave Jimmy Garoppolo credit today, which blew me away.
Well, I'm an equal opportunist. Oh. I credit when I need to credit. I demerit when I need to demerit.
Guru and Chasky, two peas in a box.
Now, why would you throw me in there?
Because you can't go.
You stole my friend today.
Do you want to get this man started right now?
Well, I got my own Stiney stuff, too. Yeah. It goes both ways. Butch Chronicles coming out, Guru Chronicles. I'll tell you about yourself. You know, I got my faults. React to new information is the greatest line and realest line ever.
It's such a cop out.
No, if you do radio and think that you got to stick to one thing,
you don't have to. But when you don't see the other side of it in real time, and then 6 months later, you come back. I was like, oh my God, you did have a point. I was like, well, you weren't listening when I was trying to explain it because you're so caught up in what you want to say. That's where I get ticked off.
Oh boy.
There's something more concerning to me right now, Goo, and it's, I got to talk to you about it. You're not concerning me. I love you.
Yeah.
But this is now 2 days in a row where I hear my man to the left, Bonte Hill, saying, well, I like this time slot. Right. I could get used to this time slot.
You guys kicked me off of this time slot.
I've been in the gym all to the
mornings.
Yeah.
You kicked me all to the mornings. You left me after our little brief great run on BS&G.
We went to Vegas. That was the highlight.
You know, BS&G, what is a championship team? They like won a championship and then 5 years later are nowhere to be found. Yeah. It's like us. We won a championship. Some people might call it a microwave championship.
Isn't that like the Marlins do that, right?
Yeah,
they win a championship and then they just break it up.
Then they sell
everything. Speaking of Ricky Pearsall, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
The 49ers have placed wide receiver Ricky Pearsall on the non-football injury list to begin training camp. They can activate him at any time. What does that mean?
Uh-oh.
Wow. A point to Ayuk's camp or whoever.
So much for Pearsall being
an injury. That's an injury, Butch. Something's going on. Wow. That has to throw something on you.
Did he get hurt training?
It had to be.
I mean, I'm thinking personal issue.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
That's what you want.
We don't want anything bad, but you would hope it's that rather than my back and my neck.
Personal thing. Yeah. There's a lot of guys getting in trouble around the league.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't want anything like that.
Yeah, I'm going to think positively here.
Okay.
Just say that.
But that's not good.
Gonna be okay.
We don't even know.
The 49ers have made Brandon Ayuk the highest paid receiver in the NFL.
Breaking.
Is Brandon Ayuk going to go on Instagram now and dance a little bit? He's going to do a little dance.
I got to get this one nugget in.
You don't like it that I'm liking this time slot, though, Stardy? I missed this slot.
Don't be nervous.
You're worried?
What?
Don't be worried. What do you got to worry about?
You don't know what these guys are doing behind the scenes.
Traffic at all for your boy. I'm going to get my Just Beat It juice in the morning for the heart and everything. Going to the gym.
So you like
just
2 to 6?
Relaxing. I love it.
Damn, Guru likes 2 to 6. I like 2 to 10 to 2.
Butch,
I
just can't
stay in the morning.
Okay, I don't feel like it.
You know what it is? I feel human again.
Wow.
That's it. Like, when I do the 6 to 10, I get out of here, I got to go pick up baby Chez, and I'm sitting there at 5 o'clock hits, or 4:30, 5 o'clock hits, and I'm
brain dead. I'm thinking, I can't even function.
Wow.
I can't put words together. And it's like, oh, wait. It's bedtime in 2 hours, 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Let me be clear. This is not a complaint at all. Uh-huh. It's just, uh-huh. Each of the three shows are different in terms of a lifestyle.
I agree.
Lifestyle.
No, wow. Seriously.
Like, I did nights for yeah. 2-3 years.
Know what that's like.
Yeah.
You have no idea. I wouldn't go to bed till 3 in the morning. It was totally different. Now I wake up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's wow, completely man. Different.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
I got to get an all-star nugget in here. Go back to wearing your own uniforms.
Oh, I agree.
And show the game all and right, the stitching of all the beautiful uniforms.
Oh, okay.
It's not hard.
You're a Skeens guy because you're a Pittsburgh Pirate guy.
I called him starting.
All right, so I'm looking at the lineup, and he's going to play. We all wanted him to start.
Yeah, right after he was named.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple days before. Go ahead, Butch.
Look at this American League lineup going up against Skeens. And one of the things that I love, and I was telling these guys, like, when you get Steph and LeBron ISO'd on each other in the All-Star game, when you get Willie Mays going up against somebody from the other side of the American League.
Did he go against Mickey Mantle or something like that?
What's
back
that?
In the day, Willie Mays in a home run derby?
Well, they play each other in a televised home run derby. But, like, those things matter to me,
okay,
right?
Okay,
like,
I love
Randy
it.
Randy Johnson versus John Kroc is one of those moments. Paul Skeens is going to go up in one inning. He's going to face one inning. It's going to end up being, you know, this kid Kwan for the Guardians. I like him. I do like him.
You love him.
From the Yay.
It's got to be Gunnar Henderson batting leadoff. Like, okay, I need to see Gunnar Henderson, Juan Soto, and Aaron Judge in the first inning against Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
Just if you love baseball.
What is going on with the skill stuff? Like, the home run derby.
Garbage.
I've never been so out on the derby. Not just because
Carl
I don't
Ravi,
like it.
You went at him. I don't even need to say
anything.
I was bored. But, like, think about the slam dunk competition. The skills competition, the Pro Bowl's a joke now.
Yeah, it is.
It's become a flag football game. What has happened in the last 10 years with these games? How can we reinvigorate
it's
these?
It's too cool to try.
And they become
and I
brands.
Think that's the majority of these dudes. Like, you get this, I'm too cool to try. And this is why I love Curry. Hey, had he lost in the INSQ thing, like, he'd lose a little bit of his dignity with, what, like 2% of the internet?
Yeah.
Like, I love that he put himself out there. I think a lot of guys are afraid to fail a little. And, like, once you've competed, like Ohtani and Guerrero and Aaron Judge, like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
It's like, man, you got to think bigger than yourself.
Like LeBron never participating in a slam dunk contest.
Yeah, dude, that hurts, man.
Bonds
and Kobe did it. You know,
Kobe
did it. Mike did it. Dominique.
But I'll tell you what. Speaking of LeBron,
Bird never did it.
He did 3-point shootout.
Nobody. He had the weapons. Those shoes. Those shoes ruined my high school career. Heavy. Bricks.
Yeah, but Kenny Smith was.
Yeah,
so was Bobby Sure.
Yeah.
If you're Jaylen Brown, how you feeling after that video caught you? He said it.
Was he lying?
I mean, it's true.
Was he lying?
It's true.
Who was recording them?
I don't know.
Boy, you got to be
everywhere.
Careful out that Steiny working with him.
Kidding.
Oh, boy.
There's cameras everywhere.
Everywhere.
You got to watch it to
see. He can't even lie.
That's why YouTube sometimes, I get a little rattled on YouTube. It's like, boy, I got to, like, hey, yeah, I'm with you guys.
So here's what I want to see for the All-Star game. Like, it's 10 outs for the home run derby. 10 outs. That's it. Like, home run or not.
All
it's
right.
10 outs. Okay, it's very simple. The other thing I want to see, I want to get the fastest guys in the league home to home, all the way around.
I would
the
love that.
Okay, I want to
like
see
a
it.
Sprint.
Absolutely,
let's go.
We'd love that until somebody strains a hamstring.
De La Cruz. Let's get all the fastest. Am I wrong?
No, I love it.
Home to home.
I love that. I was thinking about it yesterday.
Home
until somebody strains a hamstring. Fan base and that player is ticked off?
Would you start it with an at bat or them just standing at home?
You just
plate?
Fire
yeah,
off the
there
gun
you go.
And they run
okay.
around. Okay, like whatever. They
that
just
would,
run around.
Man,
another one that I want to see, like the old Fred McGriff video. You're standing in center field. You catch a fly ball, you got to throw it into a trash can at home. What?
You know what I'm wondering if they could simulate somehow simulate home run balls that barely go over the fence and see who's great at those kind of catches.
Well,
you know
you
what
could
I mean?
Do that with one of these.
That's
like,
what I'm thinking.
Well, then you're
Jung
Hoo Lee. You're out for the year doing
that. Well, that's true. That is true. I didn't think of it
Stoddy,
that way.
That one ain't going to fly.
That's true.
Boy.
Never mind.
47 games of Crescent are like 9 walls.
But I think that we need to showcase some of these guys. Because, like, another thing I wanted to see was, like, hey, a lot of these guys are ambidextrous, right? Let's see you guys batting in your opposite hand. And they were showing Rutschman doing it and stuff. Like, let's see you batting in the opposite hand and see how you can do.
Guru to ask you on the Xfinity Mobile text line whether or not Magic Johnson was in the dunk contest.
I'm going to say, you don't have to help me, Stoney. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, no.
Oh, because it's Converse.
Real quick, we got to put it right on table.
All right, go ahead.
Stani and I don't agree on a lot, but yesterday you guys left out of here and we gave you a compliment.
What's that?
I brushed my chiclets this morning and I said, how do I get them white like yours?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Just brush your teeth and floss. Stani, we talked about y'all there.
They go to the dentist.
How do you look on TV? They go on TV.
What I want to know is, how do I get my waves like Guru? Because for the life of me, I can't get waves like you no more.
You got nice hair, but the first answer I always tell little kids is genetics. You got to be working with a nice gray.
Speaking of genetics, what about General Zod? You had some comments.
You've seen Superman, right? The original Superman?
The cartoon.
General Zod should be the symbol on the Raider helmet. That's how much impact he had on my life.
He's one of the real Raider. One of the more iconic logos in sports for General Zod?
That just lets you know how bad General Zod was. We're brothers, man. Something happened. Different strokes.
I know.
Yeah.
Superman, you guys are brothers in more ways than one. You're right.
Superman.
And he wouldn't be Batman. Watch the movie. He kicked Batman's tail.
That was fake. I mean, Batman's got all the gadgets. He got Alfred. He's got the Batmobile.
He don't got the strength.
Yes.
Superman.
He's got the guns and everything.
Yeah.
The guns. Hello? Superman doesn't get hurt by bullets.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on.
Look at Stani. Superman or Batman guy?
Superman.
Yeah.
All right. Who's the greatest villain in Barry sports history?
Villain?
Oh, I already have it. Draymond.
He's kind of like Deadpool because half the people love him.
The first guy who came to mind was Pierzynski.
Ooh.
Wow. I didn't think about that one. That's a good one.
I already know I'm going with.
Who are you going with?
Jim Burt.
Wow. You say Jim Burt, I think
he won a Super Bowl with the 49ers.
I know, but most people, if you say Jim Burt, almost killed Joe Montana.
He did, man.
Maybe I'm too deep.
So I would say LeBron or Kyrie.
Yeah, you're probably
right. I thought you were talking about amongst our team.
Amongst our teams in the Bay Area.
Okay, maybe I'm in the Bay Area.
But see, Draymond's a champion, and to your point, half the people do love Draymond Green. I don't know. Who is the biggest villain who played in the Bay Area? I'll
tell you who it was about 15 years ago.
Mike Dunleavy?
Yep.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
But I wanted Yao Ming so bad that year. It was so set up for
Yao
the Warriors.
Yao Ming would have been he was already a megastar. But in this market,
that would have been incredible.
That would have been the best.
Yeah, that would have been great. That would have set
Maybe
the Warriors
we still
up.
Have Cullen.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Possibly.
Like, because possibly. Of the financial
windfall. What is Cohen doing? Is it, does
no
he
one
want,
cares.
I wonder what's going on. He sits back and sells a team for $150 million. Now they're worth billions of dollars.
With a
and
beat.
He wants to win all these championships, and they become one of the top franchises in all the world. I would be feeling salty if I was Cohen.
I think he probably is, and that's why we've never heard from him. Remember, he hated to talk when he was the owner.
It's true.
He was completely uncomfortable.
Though. You got to give a State of the Union, man, good
Not
or bad.
If you're the owner.
Joe Lacob does it.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
I like when he talks.
Some of these guys just have billions and billions of dollars and no personality.
And that's what the Giants are missing. Am I wrong?
No, no doubt. One little nuggy nug that I would like to explore with you guys tomorrow, just 24-hour tease. Lacob and the Warriors did try to sell a chunk of the team at the $7.7 billion evaluation, and no one was buying.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Steiny and Goo, here's Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky.
Day two of being jacked up. Yeah. Steiny Guru here, and Steiny doesn't look too pleased.
Drew down.
Nah, he's pleased. No, Steiny is jacked up because he's got Joe Lacob.
I'm gonna stop.
Do you know Drew down?
Get his mic up, brother.
Rapper Drew down.
Mic up. There it is.
Come on, Steiny. Your daughters know who he is.
They're my daughters. What is it, Bay? Let me guess. Bay Area legend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course.
Right off with the man with a Mustang pony.
We throw legend around.
who's bigger, Drew down or Equipto?
Drew down.
Yeah. Come on.
And Equipto.
How about Andre
the
Nicotina?
Nicotina.
Okay. Nicotina. A little yeah.
Old.
Yeah.
Those are hitters. Yeah. Those are all hitters.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good, right?
Yeah. But Pimp of the bad. Year is anthem Drew down had that is infamous forever.
Oh, okay.
And Can You Feel Me?
Yeah.
The Ice Cream Man with the Loonies.
Your daughter's into sports, study. They come, they follow the Warriors and the Niners.
My middle daughter, yeah, they're into soccer. They're into soccer big time. They were all into the European Euro Cup and the Copa and all that stuff. So she lives in London, so she's a Liverpool fan.
Whoa. That's a good team.
Yeah,
even
she's a Liverpool fan.
Very good plot.
You got new friends today, huh, Bonte? Chesky? 49er Frankie called their show.
Yeah, he did.
That should tell you something.
I'm kind of bothered. He goes, did you hear me? I go, dude, my phone didn't ring. I'm getting ready for a show. He goes, no, I called Shasky and Bonte. Boy.
He did. He had a great call. Nominee for call of the week.
What'd he say?
Well, he said he's got on Shanahan for Shanahan's coaching, and he said there's 15 or 20 Brandon Ayuks out there. And I let him cook with that.
But this
be careful
crazy.
What you wish for.
No, I'm with you. Both you guys made great points, but at the end of the day, what Niner hasn't got their chicken? He would be the first, right? Everybody's gotten their chicken. They That's have. Why it's such a shame that they haven't won a Super Bowl. Now it's turned in the disease of me or the disease of IU because he wants his bread. I get it. But is he that guy for them to draft Pearsall? I think that was our answer. Even if you say, oh, by the way, oh, we just need a receiver depth. That they had to know
what if
this
drafted,
might pop off and we could still win without IU.
But what if they drafted Pearsall knowing that Debo maybe going into his last year and saying, we've got a replacement for Debo Samuel and Ricky Pearsall,
but you
even
would,
though they're different players?
How would you avoid what's popping off now? Because this is a right before camp. You don't want this.
Negotiation play.
I'm probably with Bonte on this one. I do think that they were actively shopping either or both receivers. Yep. I think they took this guy thinking he could replace either of the receivers. And I also think they got to look at him up close and personal because this happens at times. Like, you draft somebody, hey, what's he going to look like when we get here? He got here and they're like, oh, yeah. He can replace one of these two guys.
Real quick, Steiny. I forgot the Debo this offseason. I think, was it Kay Adams who asked Debo? Hey, were you traded? And he said, yeah, my agent talked to me about it. We knew some things were on the table. So it was either or. They were looking to trade Ayuk or Debo.
I mean, the bottom line is Ayuk has no leverage.
Yeah.
And that's the way the NFL wants it.
Steiny, he could pull up. I'm not showing up.
Okay.
I'm not pulling up, as the kids say.
Then you don't get paid.
Exactly.
And you lose a year. And if he wants to really sit out a year, guess what?
Yeah.
He doesn't even get a year of service time. It's
true.
I mean, he can't. He's stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's the Niners' call completely.
In the court of public opinion, and we understand, like, we know real life is not sports. I get all that. But, like, in the court of public opinion for fans, they're like, hey, you're getting $15 million guaranteed. I think if he was a sixth or seventh round pick who hadn't had any guaranteed money, and let's say he was set to make $800,000 this year, there would be more empathy and sympathy for his situation and his plight. I believe that in this particular case, because of the money that he's due to him this year that's already pretty much written in stone, he's and the way he's gone about conducting this on social media, it's not just posting things. It's saying things and doing things and posting things with a specific team in mind, wearing specific hats in these videos. I believe, like, in the court of public opinion, he's lost this already.
You might be right. I mean, you might be right, but it'll all be forgotten if he gets signed before the season, I think. But, I was thinking about this, and Guru's right. Everybody's gotten paid that they've needed to get paid. You know who else was like that? The Warriors. Up till Klay Thompson.
Good point.
And then for whatever reason, and it has to do with a lot of reasons, they didn't pay Klay Thompson. I mean, you cannot pay everyone. You can't. And I think that they were okay, let's say, a year ago with one or the other, Debo or Ayuk. I think they know they can't keep them both beyond this upcoming year.
Yep.
So if they sign Ayuk to big money, then one of them's got to go for sure.
Something we didn't talk about today, Shasky, was who's better for Brock Purdy moving forward? We keep pitting Debo and Kittle and Ayuk. Who's better for Brock Purdy and his long-term success moving
CMC
forward?
CMC staying healthy as long as he possibly can.
And that's a running back, right?
I know,
but in the playoffs, you got to pass the football.
Ayuk kept your season alive in the rain against Green Bay in the playoffs, catching that ball right off the turf. The catch against the Detroit Lions, and I'm just like, are we already paid? I don't know how good Brock Purdy is. I know he's good. But if you're telling me the 67, whatever he's going to get, is already solidified, I'm like, I don't know if that's the right way to go. But I do know if he does not have Brandon Ayuk and something were to happen to McCaffrey, that's when you're going to be like, oh, now you miss me.
And
that
Debo
would be nightmare on Niners Street.
Debo didn't finish 2 of 3 playoff games.
Man, in Super Bowl at Green Bay.
To your point, like, one thing I think about with the current Tiger Woods is that people look at him like, you're very disingenuous.
Hey, this is Tiger.
Nobody thinks that you're driving a Buick, right? You know what I mean? Like, we know that you're laughing because you know it's true.
That's great, Buick.
Like, if you're going to sell me on I'm a middle American guy and I'm Brock Purdy, well, and then you're like, hey, but I need to get paid $88 million a year. Like, I do think he's going to lose a little bit of that.
Maybe he'll do a Jalen Brunson.
Oh, boy.
Jalen Brunson's going to end up getting that money.
That's the biggest misnomer.
He left $113
million on the table, right? He restructured
his deal. Jalen Brunson.
But then he's going to be eligible for another mega deal 4 years later. And his dad is an assistant coach.
But if you tear something or get hurt,
it could be. That's why I respect IU for taking his position, especially after watching his documentary where Devontae Adams and shoot things in the shoulder just to play a game with Aiden O'Connell against the Chargers.
But they're also using a party van to invite everyone they want as they're driving out. Like, they just live unrealistic lives.
Yeah, but they also put their bodies on the line.
And look what St. Brown was doing. His stuff was tore off his off his whatever, the bone. It was off.
I'm just not into, like, telling the athlete what he should or shouldn't get paid. We could all say, hey, maybe he's overpaid or whatnot, but when it's time to cash in and get your money and the market dictates what your value is and he tried to get ahead of it and then boom, the receiver market exploded. I go back to the Fat Joe line. Yesterday's price isn't today's price. Ayuk feels like he's better than Waddle and more deserving than Devontae Smith. Then who am I to tell him that he's not worth that?
But if his team doesn't feel that way, that's where you got a problem.
What? Then I'm eager to see Brock Purdy without Brandon Ayuk.
I don't want to see it, but Butch, this window doesn't stay open forever, man. And Ayuk, they complement each other, but Stani's so special. He brought this up last year, and I'm giving you some love early. The usage of McCaffrey, and Shanahan told a reporter, I don't even worry about that. He just blew past it. Now I'm like, that's the right on the table. If something were to happen, and now you got to throw it, and there's no Ayuk?
This is the family that had no regard for RG3's body and didn't read the room.
You preach it.
When I watched Debo take a very – I would say normal NFL hit.
It was normal.
And he like, oh my God, it hit a nerve and my entire arm is
Kittle was licking like.
And last year I said to Bonte, like, they'd be up, let's say, 10 points or 12 points, 14 points in a game. And I go, look, I get it. McCaffrey's the best player on the planet. Every hit is just, you're just playing, rolling the dice on, does he want to get hit? If I can give Jordan Mason some of these batteram hits, why would I not do it?
I'm totally with you, man.
Well, I think that's part of the reason why they either don't want to pay Ayuk or don't want to pay him as much as he wants is because teams built around McCaffrey. It just is. And he catches seven passes a game and he rushes 20 times a game. And they still have Deebo Samuel and Kittle. And I just think that they look at Brandon Ayuk and say, well, you're not the first option.
No.
You're just not. And, you know, 3 years ago, we paid Deebo Samuel, and we're in a different spot now. And also, I think Guru's right here. You cannot tell me that the Niners didn't have something like this in mind when they took Pierce.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. They took calls on Ayuk.
Yeah.
They took calls on Deebo. Mm. It's out there. It's known.
Steelers still think they could get him right now.
I got to hit radio. I got to go on some D.C. radio station. Adam Peters in the Commanders country want to go. They want Ayuk. They've been calling me all offseason. I'm like, dude, leave me alone. Joe Lacob feels like he wants people to leave him alone about the way he's running his team. Steiny, first crack. What you think?
A couple things stood out. Joe Lacob did a podcast with Marcus Thompson and David Aldridge, the Hoops Adjacent podcast. And he basically said, you know, the fans don't understand how hard it is to make trades. They just don't understand how hard it is to make trades and that a lot of people on the other side are illogical. And kind of sounded a little sour grapeish to me. But we're gonna absolutely get into that. But essentially, the way I read into it is, we tried to make two great deals, one with the Clippers and one with the Utah Jazz for Markkanen, and those teams are just being illogical about what they want back.
Can we be realistic here?
Yeah.
What is, I think it's the NBA. What is the hardest sport to actually consummate a trade?
It feels like football for whatever reason, but yeah. I may be wrong.
Football seems hard because you don't know the value, and you feel like you never get equal value for a player.
When's the last time there was like big trade in the NFL involving like two really good starting players?
Jared Goff for Matt Stafford.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
And that worked out for him.
You know, like
worked out for both teams.
Rams got the Super Bowl.
With Detroit. We'll look at Detroit right now.
I wasn't mad at you putting the McVay over Kyle. Right. I was like, that's real. He won one.
Oh, well, he pulled a Guru on that one.
What do you mean? Oh, he switched out? Reacting to information.
When you said, I love driving in the cars, and I agree. I told him, you got to put McVay ahead of Kyle because he got that Super Bowl.
Yeah, it pains me to say.
I'm with him. I understood it.
What he did last year with all of, they had so much dead cap money, and he drafted a bunch of guys none of us have ever heard of, and they were the most dangerous team in the playoffs.
And they're going to be good this year, Joe. Y'all got problems.
I know. And they got my guy from Notre Dame, Kyron. They're a problem.
Bonte?
I just can't take him serious after all the arguments we've had because I've defended McVay for so many years.
And today
he's out here talking about McVay. I'll put McVay ahead of Shanahan. What happened? Who?
When McVay chest bumped the guy in the end zone when they played the Niners?
McVay got the last laugh.
Chest bumping.
They got the last laugh. He's got a Super Bowl.
Yeah, McVay. Jump.
No. See, he reacted to new information. But when it helps his argument, McVay's a better coach than Shanahan. I'll never forget some of the things you said today. You even gave Jimmy Garoppolo credit today, which blew me away.
Well, I'm an equal opportunist. I credit when I need to credit. I demerit when I need to demerit.
Guru and Chasky, two peas in a pod.
Now, why would you throw me in there?
Because you can go.
You stole my
friend. Do you want to get this man started right now?
Well, I got my own Steiny stuff, too. Yeah. It goes both ways. Butch Chronicles coming out, Guru Chronicles. I'll tell you about yourself. You know, I got my faults. React to new information is the greatest line
ever. A cop out.
No, if you do radio and think that you got to stick to one thing,
you're not growing. But when you don't see the other side of it in real time, time, and then 6 months later, you come back, I was like, oh my God, you did have a point. I was like, well, you weren't listening when I was trying to explain it, because you're so caught up in what you want to say.
No, that's say, where Steiny gets
ticked off, and that's where I get ticked off.
Oh boy.
I'm actually, there's something more concerning to me right now, Goo, and it's I got to talk to you about it. Not you're not concerning me. I love you.
Yeah.
But this is now 2 days in a row where I hear my man to the left, Bonte Hill, saying, well, I like this time slot. Right. I could get used to this time slot.
Hey. Like, you guys kicked me off of this time slot.
I've been
you
in the gym twice. To the
mornings.
Yeah.
You kicked me all to the mornings. You left me after our little brief great run on BSNG.
We went to Vegas. That was the highlight.
You know, we're like, you know, BSNG, what is a championship team? They like won a championship and then 5 years later were nowhere to be found. Yeah. It's like us. We won a championship. Some people may call it a microwave championship.
Isn't that like the Marlins do that, right?
Yeah, the Marlins
win a championship and then they just break it up.
Then they sell
Speaking
everything.
Speaking of Ricky Pearsall, breaking news. The 49ers have placed wide receiver Ricky Pearsall on the non-football injury list to begin training camp. They can activate him at any time. What does that mean?
Wow. A point to Ayuk's camp or whoever.
So much for Pearsall being a
That's an injury, Butch. Something's going on. Wow. That has to throw something on you.
Did he get hurt training?
Had to be.
I mean, I'm thinking personal issue.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
That's what I would think.
We don't want anything bad, but you would hope it's that rather than back and my neck.
Personal thing. Yeah. There's a lot of guys getting in trouble around the league.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, you just don't want anything like that.
Yeah, I'm going to think positively here.
Okay.
Just say that.
But that's not good.
Be okay.
We don't even know.
The 49ers have made Brandon Ayuk the highest paid receiver in the NFL.
Breaking.
Is Brandon Ayuk going to go on Instagram now and dance a little bit? He's going to do a little dance.
I got to get this one nugget in.
You don't like it that I'm liking this time slot, though, Stardy? I miss this slot.
Don't be nervous.
You're worried? Don't be worried. What do you got to worry about?
You don't know what these guys are doing behind the scenes.
No traffic at all for your boy. I'm going to get my Just Beat It juice in the morning for the heart and everything. Going to the gym.
So you like
just
2 to 6?
Relaxing. I love it.
Damn, Guru likes 2 to 6. I like 10 to 2.
But
he's getting like sick in the morning.
Okay, he's getting like
it. I don't feel like it. You know what it is? I feel human again.
Wow.
That's it. Like, when I do the 6 to 10, I get out of here, I got to go pick up baby Chaz, and I'm sitting there at 5 o'clock hits, or 4:30, 5 o'clock hits, and I'm brain dead. I'm thinking, I can't even function.
Wow.
I can't put words together. And it's like, oh, wait, it's bedtime in 2 hours, 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Let me be clear. This is not a complaint at all. Uh-huh. It's just, uh-huh. Each of the three shows are different in terms of a lifestyle.
I agree.
You know, lifestyle.
No, wow. Seriously.
I did nights for 2-3 years.
Know what that's like.
Yeah.
You have no idea. I wouldn't go to bed till 3 in the morning. It was totally different. Now I wake up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's completely different.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
I got to get an all-star nugget in here. Go back to wearing your own uniform.
Oh, I agree.
And show the game the stitching of all the beautiful uniforms.
Oh, okay.
It's not hard.
You're a Skeens guy because you're a Pittsburgh Pirate guy.
I called him starting.
All right, so I'm looking at the lineup, and he's going to play. We all wanted him to start.
Yeah, right after he was named.
Go ahead, Butch.
Look at this American League lineup going up against Skeens. And one of the things that I love, and I was telling these guys, like, when you get Steph and LeBron ISO'd on each other in the All-Star game, when you get Willie Mays going up against somebody from the other side.
Did he go against Mickey Mantle or something like that?
What's
back
that?
In the day, Willie Mays in a home run derby?
Well, they play each other in a televised home run derby. But, like, those things matter to me,
okay,
right?
Okay, I love
Randy Johnson versus John Kroc is one of those moments. Paul Skeens is going to go up in one inning. He's going to face one inning. It's going to end up being, you know, this kid Kwan for the Guardians.
I
like him. I do like him.
You love him.
From the Yay.
It's got to be Gunnar Henderson batting leadoff. Like, okay, I need to see Gunnar Henderson, Juan Soto, and Aaron Judge in the first inning against Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
Just if you love baseball.
No doubt about that. What is going on with
the skill stuff? Like the home run derby.
It's garbage.
I've never been so out on the derby. Not just because
Carl
I don't
Ravi,
like it.
You went at him. I don't even need to say anything.
I was bored.
But like, think about the slam dunk competition. The skills competition. The Pro Bowl's a joke now.
Yeah, it is.
It's become a flag football game. What has happened in the last 10 years with these games? How can we reinvigorate
it's too
these?
Too cool like, to try.
And they become and I brands. Think that
that's yeah. The majority of these dudes, like, you get this, I'm too cool to try. And this is why I love Curry. Hey, had he lost in the Ionescu thing, like, he'd lose a little bit of his dignity with, what, like 2% right. of the internet? Yeah. Like, I love that he put himself out there. I think a lot of guys are afraid to fail a little. And, like, once you've competed, like Ohtani and Guerrero and Aaron Judge, like, I'm over it. Yeah. It's like, man, you got to think bigger than yourself. Like
LeBron never participating in a slam dunk contest.
Yeah, dude, that hurts, man.
Bonds and Kobe did it. You know, yeah, Kobe Mike did it. Dominique. Mike did it. Dominique.
But I'll tell you what. Speaking of LeBron,
Bird never did it.
Did 3-point yeah. shootout.
Nobody. He had the weapons. Those shoes.
Bird never.
Those shoes have done my contest. High school career heavy. Breaks.
Yeah, but Kenny Smith was.
You know, like yeah, so was Bobby Schur.
Yeah.
If you're Jaylen Brown, how you feeling after that video caught you?
He said it.
Was he lying?
I mean, it's true.
Was he lying?
It's true.
Who was recording them?
I don't know.
Boy, you got to be everywhere. Careful out that Steiny working with him. Kidding. Oh, boy.
There's cameras everywhere.
Everywhere.
You got to watch it to
he
say.
He can't even lie.
That's why YouTube sometimes, I get a little rattled on YouTube. It's like, boy, I got to, like, hey, yeah, I'm with you guys.
So here's what I want to see for the All-Star game. Like, it's 10 outs for the home run derby. 10 outs. That's it. Like, home run or okay. not. All it's right. 10 outs. Okay, it's very simple. The other thing I want to see, I want to get the fastest guys in the league home to home, all the way around
the bats.
I would
love that.
Okay, I want to
like
see
a
it.
Sprint.
Absolutely.
Let's go. We'd love that until somebody strains a hamstring.
Ellie De La Cruz, let's get all the fastest. Am I wrong?
No, I love it. Home to home. I love that. I was thinking about it yesterday until somebody strains a hamstring. Would that fan base and that player ticked off?
Would you start it with an at-bat or them just standing at home plate?
You just fire off the gun and they run around, okay? Like, whatever. They just run around.
Man.
Another one that I want to see, like the old Fred McGriff video, you're standing in center field, you catch a fly ball, you got to throw it into a trash can at home. What?
You know what? I'm wondering if they could simulate somehow simulate home run balls that barely go over the fence and see who's great at those kind of catches.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Do that with one of these.
That's
like,
what I'm thinking.
Well, then you're Jim Hu Lee. You're out for the year doing that.
Well, that's true. That is true. I didn't think of it that way.
That one ain't going to fly.
That's true.
Boy.
Never mind.
What happened to Bonte?
Yeah.
47 games of crashing like 9 walls.
But I think that we need to showcase some of these guys' skills. Like, another thing I wanted to see was like, hey, a lot of these guys are ambidextrous, right? Let's see you guys batting in your opposite hand. And they were showing Rutschman doing it and stuff. Like, let's see you batting in the opposite hand and see how you can do.
Guru to Ashton on Xfinity Mobile text line whether or not Magic Johnson was in the dunk contest.
I'm going to say, do you don't have to help me, Stoney. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, no.
Oh, because it's Converse. Real quick, put it right on table.
All right, go ahead.
Stoney and I don't agree on a lot, but yesterday you guys left out of here and we gave you a compliment.
What's that?
Why? Brushed my chiclets this morning and I said, how do I get them white like yours?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Just brush your teeth. Look at Stoney. We talked about y'all there.
Go to the dentist.
Dude,
how do you look on TV?
Sunglasses
then
with
you go
the
on TV. What
there.
I want to know is, how do I get my waves like Guru? Because for the life of me, I can't get waves
well,
like you no
nice
more.
Hair, but the first no, answer I always right. tell little kids is genetics. You got to be working with a nice gray. Well,
speaking of genetics, what about General Zod? You had some comments.
You've seen Superman, right? The original Superman?
The cartoon.
General Zod should be the symbol on the Raider helmet. That's how much impact he had on my life.
He's one of
one of the more iconic logos in sports. For General Zod?
But that just lets you know how bad General Zod was. We're brothers, man. Something happened. Different strokes.
I know.
Yeah.
Superman, you guys are brothers in more ways than one. You're right.
Superman.
And he wouldn't be Batman. Watch the movie. He kicked Batman's tail.
That was fake. I mean, Batman's got all the gadgets. He got Alfred. He's got the Batmobile.
Well,
he's got the strength.
Yes.
Superman.
Oh,
he's got the guns and everything.
Yeah.
The guns. Hello? Superman doesn't get hurt by bullets.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, come on.
Look at Steiny. Superman or Batman guy?
Superman.
Yeah.
All right. Who's the greatest villain in Barry's sports history?
Villain?
Oh, I already have it. Draymond.
He's kind of like Deadpool because half the people love him.
Yeah. The first guy who came to mind was Pierzynski.
Ooh.
Wow. I didn't think about that one. That's a good one.
I already know who I'm going with.
Who
are
you
Burt.
Going with?
Jim Burt.
Wow. You say Jim Burt, I think
he won a Super Bowl with the 49ers.
I know, but most people, if you say Jim Burt,
knocked him out.
Almost killed Joe Montana.
He did, man.
Maybe I'm too deep.
So I would say LeBron or Kyrie.
Yeah, you probably.
I thought you were talking about amongst our team.
Amongst our teams in the Bay Area.
Okay, maybe in the Bay Area.
But see, Draymond's a champion, and to your point, half the people do love Draymond Green. I don't know who is the biggest villain who played in the Bay Area.
I'll tell you who it was about 15 years ago.
Mike Dunleavy?
Yep.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
But I wanted Yao Ming so bad that year. It was so set up for
Yao
the
Ming would have been a... He was already a mega star. But in this market,
oh my God.
Like, I
that would have been incredible.
That would have been the best.
Yeah, oh, that would have been great. That would have set
Maybe
the Warriors
we still
up.
Still have Cullen.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Possibly.
Like, because of the financial
windfall. What is Cohen doing? Is it, does
no
he
one
want,
cares.
What, like, no, I do. I wonder what's going on. He sits back and sells a team for $450 million. Now they're worth billions of dollars.
With a
and
B.
He wants to win all these championships, and they become one of the top franchises in all the world. I would be feeling salty if I was Cohen.
I think he probably is, and that's why we've never heard from him. Remember, he hated to talk when he was the owner.
It's true.
He was completely uncomfortable.
You can't have that component, though. You got to give a State of the Union, man, good
Not
or bad.
Not if you're the owner.
Joe Lacob does it.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
I like when he talks.
I mean, some of these guys just have billions and billions of dollars and no personality.
And that's what the Giants are missing. Somebody, am I wrong?
No, no doubt. One little nuggy nug that I would like to explore with you guys tomorrow, just 24-hour tease. Lacob and the Warriors did try to sell a chunk of the team at the $7.7 billion evaluation, and no one was buying. And now the evaluation on the team is down like to $5 or $6 billion, which to the normal people isn't some big deal. But they were looking for a cash influx.
Has that been reported?
Yes. That was on two different outlets.
I read it on the New York Post a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And so kudos part of it to is they did, they're looking at life after Stephen Curry.
Oh my gosh.
And you want that financial, you know.
Yeah, jolt.
It's for like sure. A refinance. No it's like doubt. A cash out refinance.
And in business, four, however many Curry has, that in business years, that's like tomorrow.
Right.
Man.
So somebody said to themselves, all right, 7.7, if I give you 10% of what that's worth, no, wait till it goes down to about $5 or $6 billion, right. And then I'll get in at that 10% price point.
All right,
by the way. Interesting.
Yeah. Hey, we didn't even read the legal. Nobody cares. Yeah. Stardy Guru coming up next from 2 to 6.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.